listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Good to be with you today. Listen, if you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up. Simply by going to WCNO.com, scroll down to the word on demand, click on that, and then you'll see a counter. Click on that counter. You can pick us up 24/7 anywhere in the world, or you can get us right now at WCNO live broadcast. And look, I'm doing a teaching about a couple of times a month that I'm on the internet out. If you would like your name to be on that list, you send me an email. I'll do it. I'm not going to do any soliciting. It's not a newsletter. It's strictly straight out. It's just a teaching, just a Bible teaching. If you want to receive the teaching a couple of times a month, try lifeline@gmail.com. Pretty simple. You just email me and I'll put you on the list. Try Lifeline. One word. Try Lifeline. gmail.com. Try Lifeline. gmail.com. Well, look, it is really good to be with you. It's just a good thing to know the Lord, and it's just a privilege to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's a great privilege to speak for Him, and it's a great privilege to speak to people like you that want to hear what God has to say. It's a wonderful thing. The body of Christ, the church, is a beautiful piece of work of the Lord. When I can come because God has quickened me and anointed me to speak for Him, and you out there love the Lord, and you want to listen, and you want to learn, and you want to grow, what a great thing. What a great relationship. And I hope you're in church. The church is a wonderful place. I hope you're getting there every week, listening to the message, meeting people, growing in the Lord, enjoying the Lord. Listen, the work of the Lord is mighty, and today it should be mightier than ever, and we should be more aware of it today than any time in our life, because I believe the time is growing short. I really do. And excuse me, please. And I just want to tell you how wonderful the Lord is today and how much He loves you. I'll just start off by that, saying the Lord Jesus really loves you and has a plan for you. But in that, He also loves everyone else and has a plan for them. He loves your family. Are you bringing them into the kingdom? Excuse me, please. He loves your friends. Are you bringing them into the kingdom? He even loves your enemies. Are you talking to them? I mean, really, this is the real deal. The rubber really hits the road here today. I just want you to know that the Lord has been dealing with me about being straight up, begun bring warnings, you know, just begin to bring the raw word of God with no frills. That's what I'm going to do today, so I'll be prepared for that. Master, are you going to heaven? For sure. Well, how about the people you love and care about? How do you think it looks for them? How do you really think it looks for your friends, your family, and your loved ones? I want you to stay tuned here because I'm going to draw a picture for you, and you probably should, when I get through this message, you should probably know how your friends and loved ones stand. The following scripture just jumped at me this week, just right off of the pages, and just made me feel like the rest of my life's work was laid out right before my eyes. It just gave me a perfect understanding of the will of God. I feel like a modern-day prophet here today with a cry in his heart for God or a watchman on the wall. Well, here it really is. Repent. Repent. This is what we need to hear. Repent. Make the changes. Change direction. This is the verse the Lord gave me this week. It quickened my heart. Luke 19:10, Jesus said, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." To me, that just says it all. No matter what you're doing in the body of Christ, this should be the center point. This should be the focus of it. Let me just talk to you about the lost business here today. It's about people that are still in the world, the place of evil. Listen to this. This is really important. This is why Jesus came. Think about that. God so loved us. God sent His Son. Jesus said, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save. That was His law. The purpose of Jesus coming to earth was to seek you out and save you. But He was also come to seek out your neighbors and save them, and seek out your friends and save them, and seek out the lost and save them. Look, this is big. God wants you to know that you're living in a fallen world. He wants you to change today. Listen, this place is a real place of evil. Listen to Jesus in John 7:7. Jesus said, "The world cannot hate you, but me it hates, because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil." Think about that. Here's what he said. The world itself is an evil place. It don't hate you, but it really hates me, because the works of the world is evil. We're living in a falling, evil world, and it's filled with beautiful people just like you, who love their children just like you do, but don't know the Lord Jesus. Will you share the Lord Jesus? Well, this is a challenge today. This is a challenge from the Lord today. Really, you're around beautiful people every day that love their children just like you love your children. They have no clue who God is, but they're on their way to a burning hell. They're in an evil world, and they don't know the path out. They do not know the pathway out, but you have it in your mouth. You have it in your heart. You have the Word of God in you. If you're a Christian out here today, it's a challenge here today. It really is. They don't know the way, but you do. Will you shine a light on the path for them that they can walk on? Will you help turn man from darkness to light and the power of Satan to God? Will you work for the Lord Jesus? He came to seek and to save that which is lost. And now you're the only voice on earth that he has. Will you speak? Will you testify? Will you witness? Listen, we're living in a fallen world. Will you share the Lord Jesus? I find that most of us as Christians, God's family, are very complacent. Or could it be that we have lost sight of where we came from and what we have in Christ Jesus, and just begin to take God for granted? Could it be that you, listen, could it be you go to church so you're satisfied and you think, well, I go to church, everything's okay, and church is kind of a comfort zone with you, but that could be dangerous. You can get very comfortable in the church and really not care about anybody, just you're in church, you're okay. God wants to open your eyes here today and tell you that's really not to be all in it. Could it be that you just really don't care about anyone but little you and not aware of it? Jesus did say that he came to seek and to save that which is lost. We're the only voice on the earth that can speak for Jesus. Can you believe that? You're the only voice. We are the only voice. God's children that can speak for him, that can represent him. God doesn't talk to people. He has his word, and he does that through you. You share his word. You share his life. Sure, God can speak, but he speaks to you. But you need to get off in your can and go speak and go preach the gospel and go tell people about Jesus. They have no way of hearing unless God is not out here wringing his hand, running down the street looking for lost people, because they're on every corner. But he is trying to motivate you here today for you to do it, for you to take his word and go with it. The Father sent the Lord Jesus after you. If you're not saved, Jesus is still pursuing you to get you out of this evil world and translate you over into the kingdom of God. Let me ask you, are you on board for sure? Have you moved over into the kingdom realm? I hope so. And have you brought everyone that you love and care about with you? Are you truly born again? If you're truly born again and you've changed direction and you're in the kingdom of God and you're enjoying the privilege of the kingdom of God and the blessing of the kingdom of God, and you're not concerned about other people's something's not quite right here. If you're not concerned about the heart of Jesus, that's the thing we should be concerned about. May the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which is lost. Now, if you're blessed to be a part of that, and you're born again, and you're in the kingdom, then you need to begin to share with others. That's what he expects you to do, what he wants you to do. Are you truly born again? If you're washed in the blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus, we all have responsibility to share the Lord with others, to bring others into the kingdom. John 5:19 says this. Listen to this now. And this is talking about you. And we know that we're of God. You know what everybody's do? I know I'm of God. You probably know that too. If you're a Christian out there listening to me today, you know that you're of God. We know that we're of God. And John says the whole world lies in wickedness. Wow. This should tell you where all of those that you fail to bring into the kingdom are and just how they stand. Well, come on now, we just can't leave them out there like that. This can't happen. You must begin to go to testify and witness of the Lord Jesus. We're of God, you're of God, and the whole world, except for the church, except for the born-again children of God, lies in wickedness. Listen, we have to witness, we have to testify. God surely wouldn't want the rest of the world to be left in that dying, wicked condition. If he brought you out of the world, he wants to bring others out of the world. Come on now, we have to do this. Are you testifying? Are you witnessing? Are you doing anything at all to serve the Lord? You know, some people can't talk for the Lord. I understand that. But are you a big giver? Can you love? I mean, some way, somehow, if you really love the Lord Jesus, we must all represent him. That's what he wants us to do. John 3:16, listen to this. And this is God's heart. This is really spelled out pretty clear here. God just so loved the world. That means he loved you. That he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believed in him, and you've done that, if you're a Christian out there, that's wonderful. But he said whoever believed in him should not perish. In other words, he wants all people not to perish, but have everlasting life. We need to help the lost to believe. They will not believe unless the Lord Jesus Christ is represented to them, is presented to them, unless his word is presented to them, what he has to say, who he really is. We must begin to draw a beautiful picture of Jesus, for he is beautiful. Lift him up, exalt him among men, reveal him as Lord, Savior, Healer, Redeemer. We must represent him better than we have in the past. He must be lifted up. He said, if I be lifted up, then I'll draw men. Listen, he's a glorious, wonderful Savior. God just so loved the world. He loves all of us. Jesus said he came to seek and to save that which is lost. That's because Father sent him. That's because of this verse. God just so loved the world that he sent the Lord Jesus, that anyone would believe in him wouldn't perish. Now listen, that also says this. Anyone that don't believe is going to perish into a burning hell. Really, that's what it says. All that believe will not perish, but all that don't must absolutely perish. No doubt, no question about that. Look how much we're loved. I love what Isaiah says in 53:10. I believe it is. He said, the Lord put him to grief, made his soul. That's the man himself, Jesus, the Son of Man that came to seek and save the lost. Here's how God sealed the deal. Isaiah put it very well. The Lord says he put him to grief, made his soul an offering for your sins. Does that put a value on your life? Does it really? Think about that. You know, the price paid, if you're a shopper out there today, always has, the thing purchased always has more value than the price paid in the eyes of the purchaser. If not, you would not pay for it. You would not buy it. So look, that's how valuable you are. God valued you above the price he paid for you. Isaiah said he put Jesus to grief. Made his soul, strived as the blood against sin. He hung on that bloody cross. He despised the shame of it, actually. But he endured it. The Lord says he put him to grief, made his soul an offering for your sin. If he cares that much about you, what about your neighbor? What about your son and daughter? What about your family? What about your friends? What about your brothers and sisters? Are you really that concerned? Oh, what love. What a father. What a savior. Oh, how he loves you. God is love. He just so loved the world. But John 3:17 says this, for God sent not his son to the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. My friend, let me ask you, ever been loved like that before? You've never been loved like Jesus loves you. And if you're out there today and you really need to be loved and you need a friend, and most people do, look at Jesus. Look at him. He loves you. He laid his life down for you. He was put to grief for you. He came to seek you and to save you. I want you to feel loved. I want you to feel the Father's love for you today. God just so loved you that he gave his son, Jesus. So I want to just tell you about the Father's love today, how he loves you, how he cares about you, how he values you, how he treasures you. Look, you're loved today. And you really are. You need to know that today. Somebody out there just needs to know that they are really loved today. I feel like somebody out there is thinking about committing suicide. Well, that is suicidal craziness. Why would you do that when you're so loved? Why would you do that? I see it. Why would you do that when God just so loves you? It's not, the world is not that big that God can't handle it. Your problem is not that big that God can't handle it. Listen, turn, cry out to God one more time. Give him another chance. I want you to stop it now. I really do. I want you to stop what you're doing and give the Lord another chance. Just cry out to him today. He loves you. You are loved. You are somebody. Look at the price already been paid for. Just think about the price paid for you. Call up here, will you? Go ahead and call. I'll talk with you. I'll give you the word of the Lord. I'll minister to you. I'll tell you how much God loves you. Maybe I can counsel you with your situation, but don't do that today. Think about that now. Just settle down and call up on the Lord and praise him and bless him. Know how much you're loved. Give me a call. I'll be more than glad to talk with you. I'll be more than glad to counsel you. I'll be more than glad to help you. And I can. because I have the love of the Lord in my heart. I can share that with you. I can tell you how much you love, that I can give you a future and hope your day in Jesus, all right? So don't do what you're thinking about doing, all right? All right, for God sent not his son to condemn it, Lord. Remember now, you're not condemned, but through his son, Jesus, you might be saved. You are really, really loved today. Listen, the Lord has sent me just check on you today here, just to see how you're doing. I guess you're smart to know by now that I'm trying to challenge you. I'm trying to stir you up without a doubt. But the Lord would have me challenge you today on behalf of his, on the lost. Are you out there talking to the lost? You know, you're the only voice on the earth that he has. You really are. I mean, really, you're the only way. Many people you'll pass in your lifetime, if you don't say nothing, something to no one else will. It was your opportunity. It was your chance to testify of Jesus. You need to begin to do that. Listen, I've been saved about 10 years, and we're seeking the Lord day and night. I just want to share something with you here, how much the Lord loves us day and night because of the call on my life. I mean, I'd had visitations for the Lord with him, and when I came into the kingdom, I had this tremendous need. I was like a broken, hurting man crying out to God. So God visited me and blessed me and touched me and healed me and just ministered to me. And so I was seeking him. I never stopped day and night seeking the Lord in the scriptures, praying every time I got a chance, just crying out. And so one day, family was gone. I was living in Memphis, Tennessee, and I just got on my face before the Lord and just made myself a prayer closet there and just spent the day praying and seeking the Lord. And I spent all day in a prayer closet just seeking the Lord. I did not hear one word, but that night when I put one foot in the shower, the Lord spoke to me in a clear voice of the words he talked to me. And the Lord said this to me, "This is the will of God." Oh, man, I mean, I just froze in my tracks. I was scared to move. They just let me hang there for what seemed to be forever. I mean, the hot water was splashing on my leg. I'm afraid to move. I'm just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And finally, the Lord said these words, "Believe on him whom he has sent." That's all he said. And that was it. I was actually a little bit disappointed. I thought he would say something like, "Rob, you're going to do great things," or "You're my man," or something. But after 10 years of seeking day and night, he said these words to me, "This is the will of God." In other words, this is the perfect will of God for everyone out there listening to my voice. I don't care who you are, this is the perfect will of God. Because when he spoke to me, he spoke to the world. He's not a respecter of persons. This is really his will. This is the will of God, that man would believe on him whom he has sent. That man would, this is the most important thing in the world to Father God, that you would believe on his precious son, Jesus. This is his will. You ever want to know his will? I can tell you his will today. I've heard it myself. He spoke this to me, what appeared to me, it seemed to me, to be an audible voice. This is the will of God. Believe on him whom he has sent. And like I said, I was a little disappointed. I wanted to hear great things. But anyway, looking back now, that may be the greatest blessing of my life from the Lord. I was given all the will of God. And I believe the true heart of God for his people, and all that I would ever need to focus my life and ministry on forever in one simple sentence. And I received it in such personal way, so I'll spend the rest of my life accompanying the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I can assure you, he's all that you will ever need. I'll never stop testifying, witnessing, accompanying the cause of Jesus. I know the will of God. I heard it. He spoke to me. I have it in the Word written. And God spoke to me, and this, like we said, John 3:6, God so loved the world, he sent his precious son Jesus. And this is the will of God. Believe on him whom he has sent. And Jesus said, "For this purpose, the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which is like." You are really loved out there today, more than you could ever imagine. There's no way to measure the precious love of God for your life. And I know you need to hear that today. I'm still concerned about that one. Thinking about suicide, you give me a call. I'll work with you. I'll show you just how much God loves you. This is the Father's will which has sent me. That John 6:39. Listen to this now. Listen to how much you love. John 6:39 says, "This is the Father's will which has sent me, that all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day." Look at that. If you're born again, Father God has made Jesus personally responsible to keep you until the day you're raised up. What a good feeling. Just how much are you really loved in the Father's eyes? And this is the will of Him that sent me, that everyone which sees the Son, hears the Son, and believes on Him, may have everlasting life, and I'll raise him up at the last day. Oh, man. We not only have a future here on earth. You have a future here on earth. Don't you know that? I'm living it. I know it. We have a future right here on this earth. But John 14:1, Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. He said, don't have a troubled heart. You believe in God, you believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, that you may be also. Think about that future. After this life, there's an eternal life with Father God. I can't explain it. No one really can. It's just too glorious for mankind on the earth to comprehend. But there's a future and a hope for all of us. But let me ask you something. Are your friends, are your family, your neighbors, your people you work with, are they, has that hope been presented to them? Do they know these things? Do they have a future and a hope? Are they going to have everlasting life? Look, all that power could be in your mouth, could be in your hands, could be in you to present the Lord Jesus to others. John 6:40. Then said the disciples unto him, what shall we do to Jesus that we might work the work of God? Listen to this now. I want to show you a picture of the total work of God. It's so simple, it'll blow you away. Then said the disciples unto him, what shall we do that we might work the work of God? And Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. Think about that, the great work of God, the work of the Almighty Father. All of his desires and all of his will and all of his ways and all of his great work is put in one person, his precious Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Just believe on him whom he has. This is Father's work. Father's working continuously without ceasing to represent, to reveal Jesus to you, that you might believe and that you might have eternal life. You know why he's doing this? Because he wants to give you a future and he wants to give you a hope. And listen, he wants you forever in a kingdom with him, forever and in eternal glory with him. Look, he is looking for you as a son. He's looking for you as a daughter. You're his family. Listen, all of his will is that you would believe on him whom he said. This is the will for the whole world. This is the great work of God. God is working to bring you to his precious son, to wash your ugly sins away, to bring you into the kingdom of God, to give you a future and to give you a hope and to call you my son and to call you my daughter. This is really the work of God. His heart is after you. His heart runs after you. He's running after you. He's pursuing you. This is the will of God. Listen, this is really big stuff here. He loves you so much. He sent his son to seek and to save that which is lost. God so loved the world, he sent his precious son, Jesus. Isaiah said he put him to grief, made his soul laughing for your sin. He is pursuing you with vigor today, and you need to know that you're somebody, you're important, you're valued, and God loves you. And his will is that you would believe on him. He says he's asking no more. He is asking no less of you. Isn't that something? All he wants you to do. This is his work. Father's working. This is the great work of God. This is the greatest work of God. Presenting the one that, this is the only man in the history of the world with blood, not born of the blood line of Adam, but born of God with precious cleansing blood, capable of washing your sins away and making you white as snow. His will is to believe on him. All you need to do, believe on his son, Jesus. All of God's great work is you might believe and to present his son to you, and that through him you might become a precious son or daughter, that you might, he might bring you back into his presence from this evil falling world. Father's working here. His work is to move you from a falling world, move you from a falling world of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son and into the kingdom of light, and to give you an assurance and to give you a future and to give you a hope. Oh, my, you're loved today. You're cared for. I want you to know that. But, you know, God really wants you to share. If you believe and know this stuff, God wants to begin to share with others. I mean, he really wants a big family. He's looking for a big family. He really is. He's looking to use you. All you have to do is find a way just to love. You can always love someone. You can always share. You can always encourage. You can always invite people to church. Do something, whatever you can do, the testifying witness of your precious Savior Jesus. Just invite people to church. That's a good start. Anybody can do that. Not even be embarrassed. This ought to be probably asked people to church. I ask you today, have you been washed in the blood yourself? Have you repented of your sins? If you believe and have not repented, you would most likely be deceived and lying to yourself and believe in you and only hope in him, and that won't get it. Are you lying to yourself? I hope not. If you're lying to yourself and not repenting, not changed, most likely not in church, you're really believing in you and only hoping in him, and that's not enough, that we'll not get it. Here's what John 3:18 says. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Know about their condemned, my friend? Can you help them? Will you help them? Well, how about it? Can you handle condemnation? What about your family and friends? You know, salvation is only real if it brings change. Think about it. Knowing about it still leaves you condemned. I want you to think about it. Knowing about church, knowing about God, hearing all this stuff still leaves you condemned unless you are born again, laid your life down for the Lord Jesus Christ. John 3:36 says this, he that believes on the Son has everlasting life, and he that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abiding on him. Do you need to be concerned about this? Do you need to be concerned about this for your family and friends? Don't forget, John 3:3, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you must be born again. Jesus said, if you must be born again, then you must be born again. There's no fire escape. There's no escape route for you. Listen, Jesus loves you today. He wants you to know it. You need to be concerned about the wrath of God for your others, for your friends. I believe this word. Remember, I've heard what seemed to be the audible voice, and it left me with full assurance that everything he ever said will come to pass for sure. My friend, if you or those that you love have not laid their lives down, received the Lord Jesus Christ, you're still condemned. This is not my word, but the Master's. Look, I want you to repent today and just come to Jesus. It's so simple. You don't have to know anything except, look, I believe what this man's saying. I want to change my life. I want to ask you to come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash my sins away and give me the strength to testify and witness to others. Look, we really need help with our ministry here. Truly we do. You know, we're not helping us. I'm paying 90% of this stuff out of my pocket. It's just been 2 years of it now, and I need help. I want you to help me. It's very simple. Write check, any size. I don't care how much. Just do the best you can to try Lifeline. Post Office Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida. Pretty simple. Try Lifeline. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida. Try Lifeline, one word, or try Lifeline. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida. Try Lifeline. 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida. 34952. 34952. Or email us at trylifeline@gmail.com. Now, that's easy. Now, you know, let us hear from you. We'd be more glad to pray for you. We'd be more glad to put you on the list where you can receive our teachings. Try Lifeline. Try Lifeline. Try Lifeline. Gmail.com. Gmail.com. That's easy enough. Try Lifeline. Gmail.com. Send us a check. Lifeline, Post Office Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34952. Lifeline, Post Office Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34952, Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34952. Don't forget us. We need your help. And we love you, by the way. And we appreciate you listening every week. And pass the word to your friends. And pick us up 24 hours a day. And email us and get on the teaching list. And thank you. And God bless you. May the Lord bless you today. And may the Lord use this week to witness. Maybe you have boldness you never had before. God bless you now. We'll see you again next week. The Lord is good.
958 is not...
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.